103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Dublin City FM. It's Friday, the 13th of December. It's 3 p.m. It's The Sod Show. Good afternoon. Brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at greensacks.ie. Well, again, it's Brian in studio without Peter, and I'm not even sure we'll be hearing from him today, but he is here in spirit and he has put all the production together on today's programme. A special programme where we will be exploring what you might get yourself for Christmas, or what you might get somebody else, or what you might give to somebody who might be in need. All that coming up on today's programme. Lots of ideas. If you've got a pen handy, put it near with the radio and you can take down some notes. Also, we're going to part two of the community garden with Dee Sewell. Actually, let's go there right now.
So primarily community gardens are about people, but of course they wouldn't be called gardens if there wasn't some gardening involved. So you might be wondering what exactly a community garden is. Well, there's a couple of different ways of looking at it. First of all, and fundamentally, a community garden is where people come together, they work in a garden, usually vegetables but can be flowers. So they work in the garden, they share all of the work, and then they share the produce at the end of the season. Then you have allotments. Sometimes there's some confusion. So allotments are quite different in that generally they are owned or rented, well, rented by people to garden on their own. So I might have an allotment, I do all of my veg growing in it, and I take all of the produce home. Now, I might choose to share it amongst friends and family, but it's generally all mine. Then you can get community garden allotments where you have both. So you might have a strip of land that you're renting, and they can be any size, incidentally. They can range from 3 metres to much, much bigger. So then the community allotments are, as I say, you might have a shared area where people are working together. There might be a communal orchard or a communal fruit area. And then you have your own plots inside. I was actually working with gardens in Kilkenny community garden and allotments. And that was a good example of both. There were several plots there which were just being looked after by people on their own. And then there was a couple of plots. The one I was involved with, I was teaching some teachers and parents of secondary school kids how to grow so that they could pass that information on to the children working there. And actually some transition year children came along as well and learned how to grow veg there. So they're actually, I think I mentioned before, they're all age groups. You can get from kids right through to seniors. That's a word I'm not very fond of, actually, now I've realised I'm hitting senior age. But anyway, I digress. So that's what a community garden is.
Thanks, Dee. We'll be hearing more from Dee Sewell in a moment because she's got some tips for us for what to get for the Christmas. It's 103.2 Dublin City FM and you're listening to The Sod Show on Twitter at Sod Show, on Facebook The Sod Show, and you can also get us at sodshow.com for all the shows that we've recorded since day one and even before day one when it was the Sodcast. Check us out, sodshow.com. Now, promised you lots of ideas about Christmas presents. What you might get for yourself, what you might get. People do buy presents for themselves, don't they? They do. But what you might get for your loved one who might be an avid horticulturist, gardener. What could you get them? Or what you might get or give in a giving sense at this season of giving to charity, to people more in need than you might be. Have a listen to our tips.
Hey, so Gorsebridge Community Gardeners, what would you suggest for Christmas presents this year? Far away, Helen.
Really good pair of scepters.
Yes.
Really, really
Felkle,
good.
Felkle.
Yes, I'd like strong pair.
And preferably the Shauna gloves.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're very good.
Yeah. Very good, I heard that.
Fanusa mentioned, I liked Fanusa's comment about gardeners all being quite tight.
And that we're not very, very mean.
We're not very good
mean.
At spending
very,
money.
Excuse me, very frugal.
Very frugal.
Well, mean when it comes to ourselves and, you know, helping us work better, you know.
So we tend to buy cheap things, so we absolutely love getting things that are worth a bit of money because we wouldn't spend it on ourselves. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah.
Voucher for a seed catalogue.
Oh, yes, or a bulb catalogue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's what
I'd like. I'd like
A DIY voucher towards maybe a good strimmer or...
Vouchers are brilliant, aren't they?
Strimmer, probably, or a sprayer.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking spray. You can spray like anything from... organic
Brian
just a DIY
can
voucher in the, like for a garden for some garden centre that has been supporting us or something like that.
That's a nice idea, because we always encourage that we use the local garden centres. Yeah. So if you could buy gift vouchers for the local
very
garden centres.
Very lightweight, centers. Foldable little truck, hand truck, foldable, that you can hang on the wall and still take down and use, and it's not in the way.
Like a little wheelbarrow.
A little truck. Isn't that what you call them? A little truck.
Pilot truck. Okay.
Yeah.
Small.
Wheelbarrow is...
Even a truck, well, a very truck for moving pots around the place.
Yes.
Heavy pots for ladies.
One of the best things I got given was one of those... It sits on the tabletop, so you put your compost and you can do all your potting up on the tabletop.
Mixing
box, which meant that you could bring it into the kitchen.
Definitely.
Another nice thing would be a heated propagator.
We're really spending the money on ourselves now. Well, that's very good. Thank you very much, everybody.
A heated propagator. Oh, I could only dream and then possibly guess what is a heated propagator. Because anybody who's used to the Sod Show will know that Brian doesn't know about these things. He regularly uses Wikipedia during the show to find out what's going on. Isn't that right, Peter? That's right, Brian. 103.2 Dublin City FM. That was Gorsebridge Community Garden and Dee Sewell. You can check out more from Dee at her Twitter account, Greenside Up Veg. Greenside Up Veg on Twitter. Let's change tack and get more tips, but this time we're going to Jane Powers, and Jane is gardening correspondent with the Sunday Times. Let's see what she has for us.
What would I like for Christmas? Well, like a lot of garden writers, I seem to spend more time writing than gardening. And this year, because I've been working flat out on a great big book of Irish gardens, it's been a tough one for my own garden. And it's sprouting a fine crop of dock and sow thistle and scutch grass and various other misunderstood native plants, or weeds, if you will. So what I would really like would be for someone, or a few someones, to come into my garden quietly and without any fuss and to do all the things that I haven't had time to do. And then they go away, these little Christmas elves, and my garden would look just perfect. That's what I'd like. Failing that and moving back into the real world, I'd quite like a rotter. Now let me spell that for you. That's WROTTER. That's rotter with a W, which apparently means hard worker in Dutch. And a rotter is a nifty hand tool for removing docks, dandelions, and other tap-rooted weeds. I know all about those. And it has a sharp point and scary-looking backward-facing prongs like some medieval torture implement. And it's available from fruithillfarm.com, the Irish mail-order company which is based in Cork. and it cost €25.81 plus postage. Fruit Hill Farm has a great website, and it's especially good for organic gardeners. There's all kinds of environmentally friendly things there. And one of the things that I like, and you don't have to be organic to use these, you can be any kind of gardener, are the Austrian-made copper tools. They are just beautiful implements. And the ones that I really like are the hand trowels, and they cost €33. Now, that may seem expensive for a trowel, but they are an absolute joy to use, and they slice through the soil like a sharp knife through butter. Okay, I think I better move away from the sharp tools now, or you'll be getting worried about me. On to something different. Pots. Irish-made pots. Irish-made terracotta pots. And these are hand-thrown in County Wexford, in Enniscorthy, near Enniscorthy, by Kiltray Bridge Pottery, which is an artisan pottery shop which has been going for maybe 30 years, maybe longer. And it's run by Michael and Johanna Roach. And they have a huge, huge range of pots for gardeners. 5-inch terracotta pots, for instance, cost €10.50. Alpine bowls cost €30. Those are absolutely wonderful for having, you know, bunches of succulents, which are completely idiot-proof plants. Rhubarb forces, if you want to get more posh, cost €130. And then if you want to really, really push the boat out and spend an awful lot of money, you could buy a ginormous one-off pot thrown by Michael Roach. And these are things of beauty because he's a master potter. And you could would be paying about €360 for one of those. But they're huge things, large enough for a lemon tree or even a small apple tree or something like that. And the pottery is open every day until the 22nd of December, including the 22nd. And the website, if you want to check the exact opening hours, is kiltraypottery.com. That's Kiltray, K-I-L-T-R-E-A. For the gardener who has everything, it might be an idea to give them a gift in their name through one of the charity agencies. And these are gifts that help families and individuals in the developing world or in an area that has been affected by conflict. So gifts that have a gardening theme or that would be of interest to gardeners, for instance, ActionAid Ireland, and their website is gifts.actionaid.ie. They have a gift of seeds and tools and training for a family in Kenya, and that costs €15, or you could give a gift that would help set up an organic community garden in Nepal, and that's €75. And for gardeners, say, who keep hens, who would like to think of other people having hens, you could go to Oxfam, and there you can buy a gift of a clutch of baby chickens for €19. Now, these aren't real baby chickens, but they're baby chickens for a family in Tanzania or Rwanda or Uganda. And for €38, you could get a goat, or three little pigs for €75, or a cow for €105. And you can get those at any Oxfam shop or at oxfamireland.org. And they have all kinds of gifts besides these. And let's see now, if you want to go to Trogra, and they have shops in Cathedral Street in Dublin, Dublin 1, and in Maynooth at South Campus, in Cook Street in Cork, or King Street in Belfast. And they also sell their gifts through Eason's and Veritas. And there you could get, for a family in Kenya, you could get a family of baby chicks for €7. Or you could get a goat for a family in the Democratic Republic of the Congo for €50. The final gift that I'd like to suggest would be a gardening book, and preferably go down to your local bookshop and support your local bookshop, because we all like to support our local businesses. And one book that I've been really enjoying, now it's a bit of an egghead book, Or rather, you will be an egghead when you finish reading it, or the person that you give it to. And this is the RHS Botany for Gardeners book. Its subtitle is The Art and Science of Gardening Explained, and it's by Jeff Hodge, although unfortunately his name doesn't appear on the cover, which is a trend I don't really like that the RHS are following these days. And the publisher is Mitchell Beasley, and the sterling price is $14.99, so the price in euros would be anything between 14 to 18 or 19 euros, because some shops have discounts. And it's all about the plant kingdom and how plants grow and how they reproduce and all about their inner workings and so on. And it's full of interesting facts. For instance, did you know that some plants can actually make seeds without having sex? Now, I know the fact that plants having sex is probably a bit of a shock, but they do. Male bits and female bits come together and eventually they make seeds. But apparently, some plants don't have to do this. And they can reproduce all by themselves. And the process is called apomixis. And did you know that plants can talk? Apparently they make sounds, but at extremely low frequencies. And that means that the whole time I've been chattering away here, the scented geraniums on my office window there have been keeping up their own commentary. Well, I think that's pretty neat.
Plants are having sex, and they're talking on long wave. This is all new to me. 103.2 Dublin City FM, it is The Sod Show and the wonderful Jane Powers. And you can find out more from Jane at her blog at its onebeanrow.com. And she's on Twitter at Powers Flowers. Thanks, Jane. That wonderful list of agencies that you can buy a present for the Third World reminded me of a wonderful song that Bob Geldof and Midgeur wrote many, many years ago. Well, if you think back to that song and then add on 1 year, they re-released a 12-inch version and it explained where they spent their money. Have a listen. This is Song of the Week.
Hi, this is Bob Geldof on the telephone from Italy. On Sunday the 24th of November in 1984, a bunch of us gathered in a London recording studio to try and help the people who were dying of hunger in Africa. None of us expected what happened next. But 1 year on...
The Band-Aid fleet of 9 ships has so far carried over 100,000 tonnes of aid to Africa, much of it for other agencies. 73 relief agencies have shipped over 70,000 tonnes of aid on your ships. 9 emergency flights have carried 340 tonnes of urgently required medical supplies and food. 93 relief and development agencies working in Africa have benefited from your donations.
€1.
Your money has bought for the famine victims of Africa 17,000 tonnes of grain, 2,000 tonnes of milk powder, 1,200 tonnes of sugar, 1,200 tonnes of vegetable oil, 200 tonnes of high-energy biscuits, 140 tonnes of lentils, 200 tonnes of medical supplies and vitamins. Water tankers, 169 lorries, 4 mobile workshops, 12 land cruisers, 10 pickups, 2 bulldozers, 200,000 gallons of diesel fuel, 52 tonnes of plastic reinforced sheathing, 41 hospital tents, 3 clinics, 200,000 hand tools, picks and shovels, 250,000 feeding utensils, 10 tonnes of tarpaulin, 15 containers of clothing and cloth, 10 farm ploughs, 150 tonnes of seed, 200,000 blankets, 3 water drilling rigs, 40 tonnes of water pumping equipment, 1.25 million pounds worth of vehicle parts and tyres, 1 container full of hospital equipment, the building of 1 bridge, 2 vehicle compounds, 250,000 pounds worth of seed, oxen and hand tools. Your money has already been spent in 7 countries in Africa: Mozambique, Chad, Burkina Faso, Niger, Mali, the Sudan, Ethiopia.
It's the 11th of November 1985. The dying continues, so the giving can't stop. This is Bob and Midge wishing you all a happy new year again and have a very peaceful Christmas.
What an audacious idea and project that was. Band-Aid, 1 year on Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show. And last but not least, with some Christmas ideas and presents that you might consider getting, this is The Sod Show's Katrina Redmond.
Hi to The Sod Show. It's Katrina here from Wholesome Ireland. Peter and Brian had asked me to come up with a couple of ideas for budget essential Christmas presents for the gardener stroke grower in your life. So actually, as I go through my list, they're not that much of budget presents, but presents that if you invest in them now, they will make a huge difference to you in the year ahead and possibly beyond that. So the first thing I have on my list is a wind-up torch. Okay, yeah, I know it might sound a little bit strange. You can pick them up for as cheap as less than 15 euro in a large Swedish department store, which is located just off the M50 and also just off the M1 up in Belfast. They are very, very handy to have, particularly when it comes to the winter. Say if you have an allotment, you might have to go down and check on it in the dark if there's been high winds. They're very, very handy to have in your car. And also when it gets to prime slug and snail season, you need that torch for when you're going out slug and snail picking. Yeah, like, let's admit, an awful lot of us do this. We want to prevent our lovely plants, our lovely edibles from being damaged. So a wind-up torch will save you money on batteries. And it's also something kind of fun for the kids to play with. Next thing on the list I have is either a large tub of Silcox Base, which is a very, very basic form of cream. Or if you really want to go expensive and you suffer dreadfully from chapped hands, damaged hands, dry skin on your hands from washing them all the time, or from being out and digging in the garden in the cold, or if, say, your face gets cracked or chapped from being out in the cold, or if you have a polytunnel and you get damage, sun damage, because of being out and exposed to the sun all day. The other option is something called Cicaplast Baum B5, and it's from La Roche-Posay. Now, guys, this is an extremely expensive cream, but if you have damaged skin from being out all day, this is the one to use. Now, obviously, the first thing you want to be doing is you don't want to have to be in a position whereby you have to use this cream. Ideally, you want to make sure that you are completely covered up. When appropriate, you want to make sure that you use the best sun protection as well if you're out in the sun all day.
But also, if you're out in the cold or the damp or the wet, or if you damage your hands when you're out gardening or out in the allotment, the one thing you want to do is you want to try and protect your hands. Some people use gloves, and obviously gloves will protect your hands to a certain extent, but you are also prone to getting chapped and cracks in your hands. This is ideal. So that can be got in any decent chemist or pharmacist across the island of Ireland and beyond. Silcox Base is a little bit different. It's possibly the cheapest cream that you're going to get down the chemist. It comes in a massive big kind of half a kilo tub. And what you do with that is you put it into your bath. So you take 3 large tablespoons and you boil up a kettle of water. This is something you do have to be careful with. You run yourself a warm bath and then you pour hot water onto onto the 3 large tablespoons of Silcox Base and stir it around until it dissolves. Then pour it into and under the running warm bath of water. You take a bath in it, you pat yourself dry, you don't rub yourself dry. And you do this every single day. For those of us who suffer with bad skin and skin that's prone to being out and at risk to the elements, stuff like eczema or psoriasis, this is probably the better option because you're going to want to be using cream every single day. The La Roche-Posay cream is lovely, but it's blooming expensive. So this is the other option. Also on my list is a contribution to the Irish Seed Savers Fund. Has anybody heard about this? They're running a crowdfunding application. They want to raise a minimum of €100,000. Their seed bank is at risk. So even a small contribution for or on behalf of somebody important in your life will make a difference to the seeds and to the seed bank for Ireland in many, many years to come. You can contribute as little as you want or as much as you want. There's various kind of different steps and stages in the contributions. It's certainly something to consider. I know for myself, I'd love, you know, the contribution that comes with a heritage tree, a heritage fruit tree. So that's, you know, something that you could consider. And it's an unusual gift to give, but they're the kind of gifts that I do like to get, I have to say. It's always nice to have something for yourself, but it's even nicer to get a gift that you know has benefited somebody else as well. And on that theme, the St. Vincent de Paul also have a giving section on their website where you can contribute money to buy a gift for a child at risk, or you can contribute money towards a food bank or a food appeal. Again, something that's well worth considering. So there are a couple of ideas for you. I have plenty more. I'm going to have a couple up on my blog, which you'll find me over on wholesomeireland.com in the next couple of days. If you have any questions, you'll find me on Twitter as @wholesomeie and on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Katrina. Next week, we'll have Simon and Ruth with some ideas from them for Christmas presents. With thanks to Peter Donegan on production, all our contributors. With thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. This has been The Sod Show. Talk to us next week at 3 p.m. Take care. Bye-bye.